Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the fourth Monday from 2 to 3, it must be Breakthrough Networking. Not just 2 to 3, but actually 2 to 4, because we got Christian coming on at the 3 o'clock hour. Al Fulton, NetOne Services, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Absolutely. You're a big hit.
Always.
Yeah, see? Always. That was a good movie. Remember that movie with Richard Dreyfuss? We're going to introduce our special guest right now because she's shaking her head that she's seen that movie, I bet. Susan Marichon, techie mentor. Susan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, good. So you saw Always.
I'm sorry?
You saw the movie Always?
I did. One of my favorites.
It's one of my favorites. Who's the director?
I don't know the director, but I know the writer is Stephen King.
And, oh, really?
It's a Stephen King book, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But Steven Spielberg was the director.
I learned something new. Thank you.
So Stephen King wrote the mm-hmm. book, and that was with Richard Dreyfuss and Holly Hunter?
Yeah. His was a short story.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That is so exciting. Really, Al, you've never seen that?
No, I haven't.
The great spiritual movie, don't you think?
I think so. You must rent it.
Yeah. I would definitely agree with that.
I'll check it out, yes.
Yeah, it's very good. So anyway, Breakthrough Networking, all about, well, really, the different type of networking, not necessarily IT, because NetOne Services does IT and web design, and you are amazing, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
I will say that because it's true. But it's breakthrough networking, meaning really networking with other people. Expand your reach and get out there and help others.
Correct. True.
And that is, there's nothing better than helping others.
It helps you in return.
You're the king of help.
Silence.
Silence is golden.
Yes.
No, you are the king of help.
Yes. And we can help. It's a play on words, of course. Networking, not just PC networking, but people networking.
Yeah.
And Networking Phoenix event is coming up next Tuesday at the Talking Stick Resort. And that is one of the premier networking events here in Phoenix. And Susan, have you you've attended that?
No, this will be my first one. My husband has attended all the other ones.
Oh, okay.
So I've RSVP'd, and I'm excited to go and actually meet Gelly because I've had some workings with her in the past. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, excellent.
Now, is that's not tomorrow. It's September 4th. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I apologize. This is the fourth Monday of the month, and just mentally, I'm already done with the week.
You're ready for Labor Day, aren't you?
I am. Yes, yes.
Now you're going to do anything?
Yes, I start vacation that week, so I may not be in town for the Networking Phoenix.
Wow, you're going to go anywhere special that you can talk about, or
no? Not till after the trip is over.
Oh, after. Want to make sure it's a good trip.
Exactly.
Okay, I don't blame you. That's good. So let's get down to it, because what you both offer, Susan, as a techie mentor, coaching in the coaching world, and Al, the practical applications, I don't think a company in this time, in this age, can do without either one of you. They need both of you.
Oh, that's true.
Agreed.
There's no question about it. In the old days, it was you need an attorney, a CPA, probably a banker, I guess. And in this day and age, I think you still need an attorney, a CPA, but you do need a coach, I believe, and mm-hmm. IT. And so I think that is critical, especially with technology changing so much. And if you want to keep up with your competition, you better listen to today's show. That's all I could say.
True. And Susan has experience in both worlds. That's coaching the individuals in how to start a business, run a business, and the techie side of it, the technology, how to purchase, how to implement it, and best uses.
Correct.
Wow, that is so exciting. So what we're going to do, well, before we go to a list of top 10 items that is very important to understand in the IT world and social media, let's go over a little bit of Susan's background. And why don't you talk a little bit about your techie mentorship?
All right. So again, my name is Susan Marchand, and I am the techie mentor. And basically what I offer is technology coaching. And that's different than business coaching. It's how to use technology to run your online business. So if you're just starting out and you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to have an online business, or even if you have a brick and mortar business, but you really need to have an online presence, a lot of people stumble with technology choices because there's so much out there to choose from. And what I help people do is, you know, as Al mentioned, is help people decide what's going to work for them, you know, because everybody's kind of in a different place. Startups need something different than someone who's been in business for 5 years. And also just kind of help move them along. As their business grows, your technology needs are going to grow as well, and how to keep them moving forward with that. And I also do some business coaching because obviously I have two businesses, so I do help with that as well, especially for people who are just starting out.
So what's your other business?
My other business is called Clever Collaborations, and it's a virtual assistant business. It is myself, and I do have a team that helps support me, which works really well for me because I really know what clients need because I support clients, virtual clients that have online businesses. So how I came to be the techie mentor is my clients were like, I don't have any idea what piece of software or what tool I need to do this and how do I do that? And I'm like, you know, so many people ask me the same questions. A little light bulb finally went off and I said, hey, I love to do this. I used to train software, so this is right up my alley.
That's perfect.
Yes.
Wow. This is very, very important. So listeners, take notice today. If you want to call in, you could feel free. They may have a question for either one of you. 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632. Ask whatever you wanted to ask about IT, and we're afraid to ask. So now here you go. That was also a movie, but it was about a different topic, which I will not say unless Tom gives me permission. Does he give me the thumbs up? No, Tommy, I'll have to talk to you on the break about that one. So the top 10 list, let's go with you, Al, for a second. A little bit of background about yourself, too.
Okay, started in early PC industry days, working on IBM computers when they were first invented back in 82. Graduated DeVry and been in the computer business ever since.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yet that
and you look so young. Doesn't he look young?
He does.
Looks like a baby.
Thanks.
What's up with that?
my kids, I guess, keep me young.
Oh, really? Usually they say the opposite.
Yeah,
your kids keep you.
Well, they kept asking why. Why does this work? Why doesn't this work? And you know, after they break it, you know, I fix it, and they now teach me.
Oh, that's sort of cool. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of new stuff, no doubt. But all right, so we got a full show here. Good stuff. If you are in business, listen up. So let's go over the top 10 list. And number one, what's technology coaching? I think we already answered that.
Yeah, I would agree. Like I said, it's just basically helping online businesses with their technology choices and also helping train. I believe that every business owner should know the basics of how to change something on their WordPress site or how to go in and send out an email from their email marketing service. Because what if your VA isn't available? What if it's on a weekend or there's a mistake that needs to be fixed? So not just coaching, but also mentoring and training to help them just with the basics. They don't need to be an expert, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think that would, it's a time of specialists anyway. You can buy the specialist, and I think you just have to know enough to apply the concepts and the strategic planning that you want for your business. I think that's really important. All right, collaborative tools for entrepreneurs. What is that?
Okay, so a lot of entrepreneurs, whether they're just starting out or have been in business for a while, they may have a team. And the team may be in-house or it might be virtual. And the collaborative tools are ways that they can work with their team when they're not in-house. So, for instance, I have clients all over the globe. And I have one client in New Zealand, and she's a doll, and but you know, time difference, right? Mm-hmm. She's a day ahead of me.
Wait, I heard something. You said she's a doll?
She is a doll. She's a great person.
Oh, okay.
Not a doll, as in, you know.
Yeah, I was wondering. We have a dating show. I thought, well.
So, her and I work together. We use tools like Skype, right? Skype is a great free internet calling service, and we don't have to pay long distance because she's in New Zealand and I'm here. Right? And we can actually see each other.
Right.
Right?
Video conferencing.
Video.
Nice.
Yeah, right. And with that, I don't meet most of my clients because they don't live here. So I can actually see face-to-face and get to know each other using Skype. So Skype is a great tool. You can also use it for training because you can do screen sharing.
Oh, true.
So if I want to show one of my clients, you know, how to set up a broadcast email to send to their client list, we can get on Skype and I can show them with my screen what they need to do. So next time they want to do it, they don't have to call me. They have the skills to do it themselves.
Ah, very true. I set up Skype for a client on Saturday, and he wants to communicate with individuals all around the U.S.
Is that right? That's so awesome. Now, how about what you do, Al? I know, and maybe you do the same thing where you can get on someone else's computer and help. Diagnose?
Yes, that's a different program. That's the Log Me In, which is a remote access, remote control program. It's similar, but it's not video conferencing. It's more of a tech tool.
Is that something, Susan, you would include in this these tools for entrepreneurs?
Yes, but more for virtual assistants than just everyday entrepreneurs, because virtual assistants need access to their clients' computers sometimes because they want to check email or they want to do something specific. Like I've had clients that have a Mac, and I use a Mac, so they're new to it and they're not sure how to get things to work because it's quite different than a PC. I can log in and they can watch me. So almost like Skype, but I'm actually controlling the system, and they learn from that. So I highly recommend Log Me In.
So it makes the world a much smaller place, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
So no, like you said, you have clients all over the globe. That's really impressive.
Yeah.
How do you get them? How do you get them all over the globe?
Well, when I first started out, I would belong to a couple of different virtual assistant forums where, you know, virtual assistants gather. And one of the services they offer is a request for proposal system. So people looking for virtual assistants who don't want to go through the weeds to find them, they would submit almost like a proposal and say, here's what I'm looking for. And then they give it to the members and you can respond to the proposal.
Good idea.
And yeah. And so I got my first two clients that way. And then referrals is how I get the majority of my clients today, just from happy clients, luckily. Send them my way.
That is really cool to be able to go all over the globe.
Yes. It's challenging sometimes with the time difference because I do have clients that are morning people, and I'm not a morning person. you can work that out, obviously.
So how about any in France? Because you do have a French name.
You know, I did have a client in France. Well, let me put it this way. She's here for 6 months and over there for 6 months. So she commutes, I guess, if you want to say that, back and forth.
Parlez-vous français?
Oui.
Oh, there we go.
I got it right this time.
I think I like it. did I test you last time?
Yeah, and I said si.
Oh, yeah, that was wrong. I knew that one.
Right, and I said that was yes in Spanish.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
That's
so,
right.
So what other tools are there that you can suggest for entrepreneurs? Either one of you can jump in.
My next one would be, for instance, one called Dropbox. And Dropbox is a document management.
We were talking about that, Al, right?
Yes.
Yes. And there's also one called Box.net, which is similar, but Box.net has more version control. So if you want to keep track of who did what when, it's a little better tool for that. But what that allows you to do is instead of emailing documents back and forth between yourself and your clients, right, it's... especially if they're large documents,
it
bogs down your email and they don't come through. So Dropbox is a way that you can store your documents and give permissions to people to see them and edit
them. And it's totally safe?
Well, there's been some hoo-ha in the news lately about they did have a security breach and their passwords were, breached.
Dropbox?
But I haven't had any problems, to be honest. I've not had any problems.
So Dropbox or Box.net?
Dropbox.
Wow, someone hacked them?
Yeah. I think it's been a couple months, if I remember correctly, that there was a big thing on the news about that.
People get hacked all the time.
You'd be surprised.
But in theory, that if you want confidential stuff, you send it to the Dropbox, and then your clients come in and can open it up.
If you give them permission, and it's basically just like a folder on your computer.
Really?
Yeah.
And can they print off of that?
Oh, you bet. Yeah. It's just, again, it's just like a folder on your own computer. So what you can do to that folder that resides on your hard drive, you can do with what's in Dropbox.
So it's simple.
Very simple.
Just send it, give your client the password, they type it in.
Nope, not even that. You don't have to password protect. What you do is you invite somebody to a folder. And when you invite them, you give them permission to edit and view what's in that folder. So they don't have to remember a password. They need to have a Dropbox account.
Mm-hmm.
But other than, and it's free.
Oh.
Other than that, to, you know, obviously free to a certain space limit.
Right.
But it's very affordable. And like I said, especially for Teams, it's a great way to share documents, because then, especially if you change documents back and forth, I'm sure you're aware of this, Al.
Yes.
People email them 3 or 4 times, and you don't know which one's which one's the most recent, right?
Yes, true. As well as it takes up additional space in every email that you send it back and forth. If it has attachments to it, it's making a copy every single time you send it. So that'll chew up a lot of space. Another nice thing is in the Dropbox or those environments as well, you could download the file after it's saved. So what I mean by that is if you're a CPA and you want to send documents to a client, instead of sending it directly to them in an email or unencrypted, you can send it, place it in the Dropbox because it's secure. Then you send an invitation to your client, and then when they open the link, they can then see the files that are on the folder, and they have a choice of they can download it at that
right
point.
On their computer.
Correct.
So now if there's no password, how is it secure then? Well, is it by their own account they have to have a password?
Yes. So when I invite you, I'd have to know what email you're using for your Dropbox account, and that's what I would invite you to. Then you would log in and see the invitation and accept it there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So you don't send an invitation necessarily?
Not through email.
Not through the email. Because I was wondering if someone can intercept that.
Right.
See, I'm thinking ahead.
That's right.
Pretty cool. But
exactly.
It sounds very good.
It is. And it's also has, apps. So you can do it from your phone. Like I have it on my iPhone, that if I needed to get something, I could see it on my iPhone if I wasn't in my office.
Really? How interesting is that?
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, we were talking about that.
True.
This is very exciting. All right, so these are some good tools. Any other tools that either one of you can think of? Susan, you're first.
One I would throw out is just EchoSign. For clients that need signatures, it's an e-signing program.
Mm.
So it's electronic signature. For me, like my virtual assistant contracts, instead of my client having to print it out and sign it and then scan it and send it back to me via email, I can send it to them in EchoSign and they can e-sign it.
Oh.
And then I can e-sign right after. And then when I'm done, it sends us both the signed copy.
Wow.
Yes, because keep in mind, we talked about it prior, that most email is not encrypted or not protected.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When someone signs a document and then attaches it in an email, they're sending the document with maybe some critical information on there and a signature, which it's not recommended that you just send plain documents with signatures without some sort of protection.
That is some really, really good tools there. I bet a lot of people don't know about this stuff.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people don't. But then a lot of people don't have the time to research it or don't even know what to look for.
Right.
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, this is really good stuff. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Susan Marichon, the Techie Mentor. Great coaching, and she's just giving you a sample. And, of course, this is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services. And we'll be right back.
Birram Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breakthrough Networking starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services, and our special in-studio guest called the Techie Mentor, Susan Marichon. And we've been talking about the collaborative tools for entrepreneurs, Skype, LogMeIn, Dropbox, EcoSign. I'm real interested in that too, by the way. Mm-hmm. That sounds really cool. That'd probably be good for attorneys.
Yes.
That would be a really good one. Are there any other tips that either one of you can think of? And then we'll go to quick tips for getting online. But we don't want to leave the tool number two tip without any others that you might have thought of.
Maybe a smartphone collaboration or synchronization. I'll use that word, where you can synchronize not only your desktop to the cloud or a cloud account, but also your cell phone. So if you make a change on your cell phone, as an example, Apple's iCloud, you can save the information and access it via the just a plain browser. And you're not tied to a physical device like a smartphone or a laptop or a desktop, but yet the information is shareable and updatable at any time over the cloud.
It used to be called Mobile Me. It still might be called Mobile Me, and I had to convert over about a month ago.
They changed
the cloud.
Over to iCloud now.
Yeah,
I
pretty
did
cool
the same.
Stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's neat. Calendar and contact information, and it's there right on the cloud. So you can do, you know, if you change something on your iPhone, it will change it on the cloud and change it, I think, automatically on your desktop. If you're connected.
Correct. Upon logging in or however you configure your communications tool like Outlook, you can set it for so many minutes to go out and pull the information. So I just wanted to bring that up because
that's a good one.
Some individuals that they have phones or smartphones, they don't realize the tools that are built into the smartphone and some of the apps that make their lives easier and more productive.
You know, it's interesting conceptually from a business standpoint. If you're not using these tools, you could be in it, or let's put it the opposite. If you are using these tools, how much time do you think you'd be saving yourself? I mean, huge. I can't even imagine. I mean, and so the opposite of that, as I was starting to say, if you're not using it, you are just, your time management is just way out of whack because where else could you be spending your time if you had these time-saving tools to be able, you know, like synchronization of the smartphone or any of these tools, you could be spending time more, you know, doing more marketing or perhaps improving your business structure. There's a lot of things you could
do. And organization. One of my clients, he did not realize the tool was there, so he would write down his notes and then key them into the phone or simply not do it and try to remember where there's, you know, of course, a calendar right there. And because he wasn't utilizing or didn't know, he had missed a couple of appointments, and then he didn't ask. And so, Susan's doing, every time someone brings up that opportunity for me to mention it to him, it's like, oh, well, did you know your cell phone can do this? And they're like, oh, no, tell me more. And so, like Susan has experienced, if the individuals, they hear about the tools, they just don't know they're there, or they don't know how to use them. They're very intimidated, so they just don't. And that's what I'm trying to get across, and I'm sure Susan as well, is simply just ask. You know, the technology's there. Just ask one of us.
Right.
It totally makes sense. And this is how I compare it, the time savings. Now, let's say the old days you would, let's say, write with a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a typewriter. Now a word processor. So the people that don't use these tools are like back in the old days with a pencil.
Correct.
How about walking versus taking a bike, a car, or an airplane? So it's also like that. Why not take the airplane? Why not use a word processor? Why not accelerate that part of your time and create all the space for other possibilities? Now, what is it about that? Let's talk a little psychological talk right now. Why do people get stuck doing the old-fashioned way?
Intimidation.
You think that is intimidation?
Of technology. People are afraid, or they made one bad mistake and they blew up their hard drive, or they formatted their hard drive, not knowing what that meant. And then, you know, they lost everything. So now they have this enormous fear of anything technology-based because they're afraid they're going to do something similar.
Yes.
And that's your final answer?
My final answer is I guess people get used to a certain doing things a certain way. And I found that I'll give it a generic age of 35. Anyone that's 35 and older, they learned on a typewriter, so they might continue to grab a sheet of paper and either write on the paper or, in theory, you know, type it in and then print it out. That's what I'm getting at. Even though they typed it in the computer, they'll print it out and carry it with them. Versus someone that's 34 and younger, they'll just grab their iPhone or their smart device, a tablet, and they'll just, you know, peck away. You'll see them peck for a couple seconds, and then they just put it under their arm or put it in their pocket. You know, they don't have that urge to write or print anything.
So what you're saying is it might be a generation type of issue too, and I was going to say, you said intimidation, you said...
just comfort.
Comfort.
Yeah.
I was going to say control. If people don't feel they can get their arms around it. And it might be similar to what you're both saying, is that if they don't understand it, maybe they feel intimidated, they don't feel comfortable. And if they can't control it, meaning they don't know how it works, they got to let go. They got to delegate. Am I right?
Or just go back to the old... tried and true method, and that's back to the pencil.
but good luck on that, because with today's competition, I mean, to have the competitive advantage, you have to be sophisticated, don't you think, in technology, or at least have a team like one of you two, or both of you, to be able to be on the team. It doesn't have to be, you know, like an employee, but it's a team that you surrounded yourself by, because those teams will enhance your own business, but people like to do things themselves. I mean, I could give you an example. This was crazy. You know, I'm a CPA and a business consultant, and I can't tell you how many times these entrepreneurs wanted to do their own accounting or even their own tax return. I go, you got to be kidding me. And, of course, there are several times they insisted on it, and they spent so much time, and it was wrong, of course, and they went out of business.
Oh, yes.
Do what you do well.
Right.
Delegate the rest. It's what's up with people? Come on.
I agree. I've seen that in the IT business as well. One of my, and I just pick on CPAs only because there's one in the room. one of my clients, a CPA client, his employee was during tax season, had an issue with his printer, didn't want to, you know, bother anybody, just, you know, plugged away at it, reinstalled the drivers, rebooted the printer, took it apart, reconnected it, you know, everything he could think of. And about 7 hours later, the owner asked what was going on, and the gentleman explained that he had a printer issue. And the owner was like, but you had a printer issue this morning at 8 a.m. This is now, you know, 3 in the afternoon.
Whoa.
And, yes, yeah, so you can imagine that the owner was not happy that at $150 per hour billable that he lost, that was over, you know, $1,000 miss, you know, just by not turning it over to a professional. And I solved it in 15 minutes. So it's one of my favorite stories.
That is a good story. And Susan, you've probably seen this all day long.
Yeah. One of the things that people come to me, they say, well, I really need help, but I don't know how to get it. And so I coach people, if you will, on how to work with a virtual assistant, because some people don't know. Maybe they don't come from a management background, and they're just not comfortable with not having somebody sitting next to them. And it's a generation thing, too, because my dad would go, how do you work from home?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be in an office sitting next to somebody.
Yeah.
You know? So you have variations of that.
You know, and it's a great way, if you think about it, the advantages of technology, if you use it, It really could cut down on some fixed costs and overhead. I mean, the days of maybe big offices may not be as necessary as it used to be. And that can really do wonders for your own business if you think about it. Now, some people may need a fixed, you know, a location. But others can pretty much, I would say, maybe they don't even need an office, if you think about it.
That's true. I thought about that as well. Like an air conditioning repair company, the technician must drive to get to the location and, you know, assess it and take the parts and repair it, you know, plumber, any of those trades. But back at their office, they could be streamlined, automated. It could be a web-based program that takes the orders and or dispatch, and then the parts or inventory control. All of that can be in the cloud and automated.
Mm-hmm. So, that, you know, it totally makes sense. So that's why you need technology experts like both of you, Susan and Al, but you also need to understand strategic planning, because if you don't understand that piece, you're not sure how to fully maybe use technology to, you know, just beyond its own applications, but how does it relate to a proper cost structure, you know, what you can do. And a lot of people can be pretty much, you know, you have a laptop and maybe that's it. As long as there's a Starbucks around, you have an office.
True, yes. And that's what Susan can assist and evaluate the customer's needs and present a couple options. And actually, once the items are acquired, she can train them on the use of it as well.
I just had a great idea. I'm going to mention it out loud on the air before we even take a break. Is maybe all three of us should do a seminar, Strategic Planning and Technology.
I love it.
Wouldn't that be sort of cool?
We could present it to CPAs
so
that they can understand this.
Attorneys, CPAs, consultants. Actually, almost any business would benefit from this, because after all, the application, saving time is one thing, which we just demonstrated why it would be great to know these applications, but also maybe restructuring your cost structure. You know, and really understanding how an application might save you time. It may even save you some manpower and personnel needs. Think about that.
Right.
That's so true. One of my CPA clients, or she's a financial advisor, she did just that. And now that you bring it up, is she had five individuals in her office, five different offices, and then hers. And now she's allowing them to work from home. So they telecommute. They work from home a couple days a week. They drive in. They meet the clients there at the office in the conference room, you know, exchange documents, and may, you know, do some things around the office and have their meetings. But they can save on both the time and, travel cost and even office space. She's even considering downsizing because she now doesn't – she only needs two offices instead of the six.
See, this is a great idea. Wow, we've called it here live first. So we're going to talk about this. I think it'd be a great seminar. Any business could benefit. And maybe we do specialties. Maybe a seminar just for CPAs and attorneys. Or maybe we just make it wide open. Anyone who wants to attend will definitely benefit. If you're in business, you got to know this stuff. There's no question. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion. Really interesting. We've hit psychological points on technology. We've hit strategic planning. We've hit why it's going to save people time and money. We're here with Susan Marichon, the techie mentor, and Al Fulton, Net One Services, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm. A family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is the fourth Monday of the month from 2 to 4, it is Al Fulton, Net One Services, Breakthrough Networking. Al, this is a great show today.
It is. This is awesome. We have a special guest, Susan Marchand, of the Techie Mentor, and she's sharing a lot of tips on how solopreneurs can streamline, organize, and optimize their time and money. We left off talking about how virtualization, just simply utilizing telecommuting, the internet to telecommute would save time, travel time, travel cost, and space, size, yeah. You know, air conditioning, you know, utilities, so companies can optimize their resources there as well. And off air, Susan was discussing the Networking Phoenix event, so she has something to add.
Yeah, I have started teaching some classes for Networking of Phoenix. They're going to be on the first Friday of the month, except for September, because of the big event that they're having. Mm-hmm. So the first weekend, or the first Friday, excuse me, in October. And the classes are all about list building. They're called List Building 101. Oh. And for those of you who say, well, what's a list? Well, that's your, like, your Rolodex, if you will. Mm-hmm. That's your list of either clients or potential clients or prospects. And how do you build that? Right, because when mm-hmm. you start a business, an online business, it's not the same as a brick and mortar business, mm-hmm. right? People don't have a place to go; they have a website now instead of an actual building. So, this series of classes will teach you how to build a list. We'll also teach you about how to create an e-zine or a electronic newsletter, for lack of a better word. How to blog. Mm-hmm. How to create a free offer. So, in other words, when someone comes to your website, you want to give them a taste of who you are. So you give them a free offer, and then they, and in return, they give you their name and information so you can market to them. And the other thing, we'll give you just WordPress basics, because a lot of people are using WordPress, and they, as I mentioned earlier, they don't know how to even do very simple things. So we'll teach them very simple things on how to post a blog, or how to add a page, how to put in a plugin, things of that nature.
Ah, great.
That is very valuable. That is good stuff. So, you know, I think that's so critical, because if you look at the components of business, there's really three. I mean, and one of them is you have to have exposure. I mean, without exposure, you could have a quality product or service, and you could be great, mm-hmm. but if no one knows about you,
yep.
does it really matter?
No.
No, it doesn't.
And that's what I hate to say this, but that's what I preach to my clients. You may have the best thing since sliced bread, but if nobody knows about it, guess what? You're not going to be in business. You know, and a lot of people come, I come from a corporate background. And being an entrepreneur is very different than being someone who works in corporate America. So some of my clients are afraid to be themselves, to be authentic. Because, in, you know, sometimes in corporate, you're in a mold, so to
yes.
speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really is something you have to unlearn. But my point is that they have to promote themselves, right? You have to really promote yourself in every avenue that you can get, so people will find out who you are and what you have to offer. What's your passion? What can you do, help me with?
That is good. That sounds like a great seminar, a List Building 101.
Mm-hmm. And all the information will be on networkingphoenix.com, their calendar that they publish. If you're a passport member of Networking Phoenix, you get to come for free.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, how many courses, how many series of seminars are you going to be doing? Do you know?
I believe there's five of them.
Oh.
And they'll just recycle.
Okay.
So if you missed one, you know,
you can
come another month and pick it up. So it's once a month, like I mentioned, every first Friday. And it will be from 11:30 to 1. So
that's a good time.
Yeah, over lunch.
Where will it be?
It depends on what they have available, they being Networking of Phoenix. You know, sometimes they're out this side of town, sometimes they're north. And that's really published when they publish the calendar.
Okay.
But it's you know, it's a hands-on. So you can bring your laptop, or you can bring your iPad. And if they have wireless, you can certainly follow along.
You know, it's interesting. I think that a lot of people confuse marketing with sales. And it's so different. It seems like you have a big element of marketing here, where you're trying to brand yourself. It's not the immediate sale, but blogging and newsletter, that is just getting things out to various, distribution channels, mm-hmm. for a better word. And it's really sharing what you know, which
right.
could generate the list, which then you can convert to sales.
Right, right. So, for instance, blogging, if you have a website and you want to draw traffic, the best way to do that and the quickest way is to blog. But most people are like, well, what do I blog about? Well, what's your passion? You're passionate about something. You're in business for a reason. We want to hear what that is. It doesn't have to be 300 pages. It just has to, it could be 25 words. But if you blog and you put it out there to the universe, people will come to your site. And if you have that free offer for them, guess what? They're going to sign up, and then your list starts building. And then you can start marketing to them. So to me, I don't know if you call it marketing or sales. It's all relationships. It all boils down to having a relationship.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. I know we're diverging a little bit from the top 10, but we're getting in more depth, and I think that's sometimes pretty cool on some of these top 10 lists here. But what excuse – I mean, I've heard these excuses. You have, too, from the general public who's in business and who's not even in business. I don't have time. I don't have money. But if you think about it, I don't have time to blog. What do either one of you say? Let's start with Susan first. What do you say to them?
It takes 15 minutes. This is what I tell my clients, and I do this myself, is I put it on the calendar. It is an appointment. Just like if I was going to go to meet Al, it's on my calendar, and that 30-minute time, I need to write my blog and publish it and put it out there. And, I recommend doing a blog calendar. Right, you probably have all these ideas. Mm. Write them down.
What's a blog calendar?
So let's say that you blog once a week, right? So what you might want to do is take a calendar and put the topic for each week. So this week I'm going to talk about e-zines. Next week I'm going to talk about marketing, and that way your topic is already set.
And do you put it? Is it a self-discipline tool, or are you putting it on your website?
I put it on my Google Calendar.
Okay, but you could put it on the website, sure. So people could say, "Oh, I want to read next week too."
You could put a calendar up there for continuing to draw audience. But the point is that you have to make it a task, and you have to be accountable to do it. Otherwise, you won't.
I think people get caught up in the rat race, fighting fires, and I think there's got to be some behavioral changes and thinking style changes sometimes to get in that change of habit. Al, I mean, do you see that with your clients? I mean, they just seem to, I mean, not just your clients, but people in general, where they're in these habits and they're always rushing and fighting fire. They're always behind the eight ball.
Right. I think with the tools and technology, that will help tremendously, because when a solopreneur starts, they spend a lot of time reinventing the wheel and trying to do everything themselves. Well, that is kind of counterproductive, because it takes 4 hours to learn something and then an hour to implement it. The day is shot. You only have 3 hours to try to squeeze everything else that you would normally do on a business day. So that takes place with almost everything a solopreneur needs to learn about sales, marketing, HR, PR, taxes, you name it. There are so many subjects to learn. I guess what I'm saying on the air, it's very important to build a team, draw on others' experiences that they know how to do something. Don't be afraid to join a group and learn. Don't sit in the corner and try to do everything by yourself. And Susan has a very good point, being that most of the tools are very simple. WordPress, I mean, she has a class on that, and you can that you can add a calendar to that to WordPress very easily, and on there list some of the events that the individual wants everybody else to know about, and then maybe in the blog tell about the event or tell some friends, or go to Networking Phoenix there's a business directory there, and you have a place that you can tell a little bit about your company, so when someone's searching, they go to Networking Phoenix, they find you there, it points to your website, they find the blog, they find the calendar, and kind of like branding, they get to others, everybody will learn and hear about your company.
Well said, and part of the other problem, I think, is most people are in the immediate gratification mode. They want it now, and they want it quick, thanks to fast foods, probably. And do you see that too, Susan, where that's one reason people don't allocate time for more long-term planning? More marketing is a longer-term type of situation.
Right, and I have I've had clients in the past that were just starting out, had a wonderful idea, but that was all they had. They just had an idea. They didn't have any vision or strategic plan on how to get there. And, I'm a project manager by trade, so I am all about planning. I tried to help them realize that, okay, you have it's a great idea, but the idea is not going to get you anywhere. What are you going to implement to get your dream? So yeah, they want it now. They just want to be able to throw a website up, and then they start blasting, you know, salesy type stuff, let's say, to social media, and people don't like that.
Yeah, not at all.
No.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good point. Let's take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with the techie mentor, Susan Marichon, and Al Fulton, NetOne Services, and we'll be right back.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services, with special guest Susan Marichon, the techie mentor. We've had a great discussion so far. And in fact, if you want to hear this replay, go to breakradioshow.com, breakradioshow.com, under archive shows. Look for Breakthrough Networking and click on it, and you can hear all this great information that we're imparting to the listening audience. Now, we've talked about collaborative tools. Wow, we spent a lot of time on that. How about, why don't we say, what's a free offer and why do I need one?
Okay, that's a great topic. So a free offer is how you can draw people to find out who you are and what your business is all about. So let's say that you're just starting out and you've got a website up. Okay, well, people can come and, you know, peruse around your website and look around and see what you're about, but they don't know you. They don't know, you know, what your passion is or how you present that passion to the world. So what a free offer does is it allows you to give them a taste of who you are and what you offer in exchange for their contact information, which would be obviously their name and their email address. And then they can download it, they can listen to it, because a free offer can be what they call a special report, which is just basically a PDF document. Right, so if you've got a word processor, you can create one and save it as a PDF, or you can do an audio series, or you could do a webinar series. You could do what's called a kit, which is a combination of all of those things. You can also give away templates, which is really big for people who do the same type of work that you do. Instead of recreating the wheel,
yes,
they can take a template that you have used and know that works, and they can see what it is, how it's constructed. So basically what it does is it allows them to see who you are and what you have to offer. And that's the taste, because you want to leave them wanting more, right? You want them to come back and buy one of your products or sign up for your coaching program.
Right.
And that's what the free offer does. So that's kind of part of List Building 101.
Oh, it is.
Yes, because what you're doing by giving a free offer is building a list. Now, there's a lot of people who say that, you know, free offers are going by the wayside. And I personally don't believe that. Because if you give something of value, people want it.
Yeah.
Right? If your free offer isn't working, then I suggest you look at your free offer.
Right.
Is it truly valuable? That's why you're not getting any traffic.
Or maybe even you look further, look at yourself. Maybe the free offer, since you built the free offer, maybe you need some skill building.
Exactly. Or hire a virtual assistant to help you create your free offer, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what the free offer does. It is really the foundation of building your list. So when people come to your website and they like what you're doing or they're interested in you, they can find out more about you, because there's other people that do the same thing you do, right? And not everybody's going to be your ideal client.
Right.
But there are people who are going to hear you where other people don't. And that's okay.
I like it.
And the free offer should be directed towards different crowds or different age groups, mm-hmm. different. So it was something that may be of importance to self or, you know, yourself. And it's the greatest thing. But if the audience or, you know, the customers, they're looking for something different, that free offer might not appeal to them.
That's a good point. That's huge. Boy, you're going to have a great class.
Yeah, like for people who are just starting out, you have to have a list. I mean, bottom line is if you don't have a list of prospects, you really don't have anybody to market to except for maybe family and friends. So you want to get people engaged. You want to give them something of value. And a lot of people say, well, I have no idea what to offer. Well, ask. If you have a list, guess what? Ask them. Ask them what they want. And they will... maybe not everybody, but if you have a client like me or a prospect like me and you ask me what I want, I'm going to tell you because you asked me. And if you don't have a list, then look at what leaders in your field are doing. Look at what their free offer is. Now, I'm not saying copy it. That's not what I'm saying. Look at what they're doing and then put your spin on it. Make it you. You're not selling for somebody else. You're selling you. Mm-hmm. So you need to make it authentic.
So the free offer, it captures... a list, basically. It helps build the list. And then you have to do something with that list. We only have about a minute and a half left. However, maybe a contact management system. I use Constant Contact, for example.
Perfect. That's a great example. Constant Contact. There is an AWeber. There is MailChimp. A lot of them have a free level, right?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
if you're just starting out, you can do
That's
a
right.
free level. If you're going to be selling products, I recommend like a one shopping cart because it can do contact management, but it also has a shopping cart in it.
Oh.
So if you're going to sell things,
really?
You have the ability to do that at the same time. Yes.
Is that a third-party thing, or Al, is that something you built in your website?
There are third-party companies out there, and one more thing is even MailChimp has a survey in there, so mm-hmm. you can have a giveaway on your website or in your blog and tell people about it, that if they go to your website and fill out the survey, they will be entered for a drawing. So still, it's kind of like a free offering, but you get their feedback at the same time.
Wow, this is good stuff. There's so much that people really have no idea. And if they did, the real question is how much better would their business be, profitable, expansion-wise, and leads to great happiness.
And they won't know until they call Susan.
Yeah. So who are you going to call?
Susan.
Oh, there we go. Well, let's give out some contact information then. Susan, how do people get in touch with you?
Okay. You can contact me. Easiest way it could be found would be 623-252-0139, or you can email me at susan@thetechiementor.com.
That is great. This has been such a great show, just incredibly valuable. Al, how do they get in touch with you? Although you'll be here for from 3 to 4 still, but let's
sure.
give your information out.
It is 602-989-2334. Net1Services, that's the number one, services is plural, .com.
This is excellent. And Susan Marichon, thank you so much for again coming on Breakthrough Thinking and Breakthrough Networking. We want to see more of you. We'll be in touch. And stay tuned for Christian Marichon from Net1Services. who talk about, I believe, web design, a great web designer. Am I right, Mr. L?
That's correct.
He is good. We'll be right back.
FamilyValuesRadio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Colleton, Phoenix.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins, you have a great firm. A family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory. When we started, he always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.